strong winds at low lonely, seven seas at run high, all that won't
change. Hey, hold on a minute. We got to start this. Somebody keeps on fooling around with these turntables. Hold on just a minute, everybody. Forgive me. Here it is now, Tony sounding like Tony.
Seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change, come with me. But our good times are gone, and I'm down for moving on. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Alberta, weather's good there in the fall. Got some friends that I could go to working for. Still, I wish you'd change your mind if I'd ask you one more time. But we've been through that 100 times or more. If I get there before the snow flies, and if things are going good, you could meet me if I sent you down the fair. But by then it would be winter, not much for you to do, and the wind sure blows cold way out there. Four strong winds that blow lonely, seven seas that run high, all these things that won't change, come with me. But our good times are all gone, and I'm bound for moving home. I'll look for you if I'm ever back this way. Four strong winds, four strong winds.
It's one of my all-time favorite compositions by any songwriter ever, Ian Tyson. The author of Four Strong Winds. Love that song. And you heard it by Tony Rice on LP right here at WUVT FM in Blacksburg, Virginia. We're found 90.7 on the FM radio dial, and we're also found streaming round the world and beyond at wuvt.vt.edu/listenlive. and you just ask one of your smart speakers, hey, play WUVT, whatever name you use, and you can get FM radio apps to play WUVT. So there's no excuse wherever you go this holiday season. Please take WUVT with you. I know I will. Just a reminder that we do have Bobby Rush live on the telephone coming your way here in just about, 45 minutes, we're hoping. No, 15, 30, 30, 40 minutes. And Bill has arrived, and he will be conducting the interview. I will be producing and engineering, and Bobby Rush, the 86-year-old legend of the blues, will be performing this Wednesday night in Floyd. Always support local live music. Here's a little Joe Pass with his six-string Santa album. Thank you. I did some research, and I don't know if I missed this, because, you know, 2021 has sort of been a blur, as was 2020, but we lost Tony Rice on Christmas Day last year. He passed away, and maybe I knew that, and I would think I did, and I must have played. I'll have to go back to the January shows and look, but yeah, so having the albums that feature his vocals are really important. Of course, Tony wasn't able to sing as far back as, I don't think he sang in 2003 when he was on our stage high atop the mountain at Floyd Fest. I remember seeing him play with Vassar Clements and Tony Rice, and Mike Marshall was there, and Daryl Anger, and I think you could have just pushed me over with a feather. I was enthralled and watching them play. It was just amazing. But this weekend we lost Michael Nesmith. As the Monkees, like, sort of main singer-songwriter, he tried to get them to do more. Like, they wanted to do more. Like, they could have done more, but the networks and the TV production, I don't know if it was so much the network or though it was their handlers, the people that created them. You know, they were like a living Archies. They were the Monkees. And the show was built around them and their hijinks and all of that, and I can remember watching it, and supposedly it's on in reruns on all sorts of shows now. But Michael was the one who had the musical chops, really. He was the one that did a lot of songwriting. Anyway, we are blessed here at the station to have all of his LPs. Pretty much anything that he released on RCA got sent to us. So we're going to feature a little bit. Maybe we'll do a couple of the songs that he wrote for the Monkees as well. But, you know, the man was ahead of his time. He basically sold the idea of MTV to MTV. He felt that video was the way that music was headed. And, you know, he did that. And then, of course, he came from an inventor-type family. His mom created liquid paper. And, that allowed him to do all sorts of things. But anyway, here's some Michael Nesmith from the Stax.
Don't think that you'll convince me. Now you've said before falling in love again, you'd rather be dead. 'Cause when someone breaks your heart, you cry your eyes red. But there's nothing so hard about the life that you live. As far as I can see, there's no reason for goodbyes. You're just running scared, and that's something I won't buy. So you lose, I won't let you go with nothing to show but more blue. And all this talk about leaving is strictly bad news. You settle down and stay with the man that loves you. Mm-hmm. about leaving is strictly bad news. So you settle down and stay with the man that loves you. Yes, you settle down and stay with the man that loves you. Yes, you settle down and stay with me, baby. Every time you make eyes at me, yes, you cry and moan and say it'll work out. But honey child, I've got my doubts. You can't see the forest for the trees. Now don't get me wrong, it's not that I knock it, it's just that I am not in the market for a girl who wants to love me. And I'm not saying that you ain't pretty. All's I'm saying's that I'm not ready for any person, place, or thing.
to try and pull the reins in on me. Well, I feel pretty sure that you'll find a man who will take a lot more than I ever could or can, and you'll settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. I'll go red. Settle down with him, and I know that you'll be happy. So goodbye, I'm leaving. I see no sense in you crying and grieving. We'll both live a lot longer if you live without me, babe. If you live without me, woman. If you live without me.
Signs of the times. looking for love and a new day, seeing with more than our eyes. Keeper of men and a shadow, follow us up to the top, taking the latch off the window, giving us more than we dropped. Me and my calico girlfriend suddenly stare at the face of time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race. Stare at the face of time and its hope that we'll win, then softly drop out of the race.
I woke up today and found frost perched on the town. It hovered in a frozen sky and gobbled summer down. And when the sun turns traitor cold and shivering trees are standing in a naked road, I'd get the urge for going, and I never seem to go. And I get the urge for going when the meadow grasses are turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. I had a woman in the summertime with summer colored skin. Not another man in town my darling's heart could win. And when the leaves fell tumbling down and woolly winds did rub their faces in the snow, she got the urge for going, and I had to let her go. Got the urge for going when the meadow grass was a turning brown. Summertime was a falling down, winter's closing in. Of winter gave a cold triumphant shout. All that stays is dying, and all that lives is getting out. You see the geese in chevron flight, a flapping and a racing on before the snow. They got the urge for going, and they got the wings to go. And they get the urge for going when the meadow grasses are turning brown. Summertime is a falling down, winter's closing in. I'll pile the fire with kindling and pull the blankets to my chin. I'll lock the vagrant winter out and bolt my wandering in. I'd like to call back summertime and let her stay for just another month or so. Got the urge for going, and I'll have to let her go. And she gets the urge for going when the meadow grasses are turning brown. All her empires are falling down, winter's closing in.
delicate, the urge for her going, when the metal presses are turning brown. Summertime is a falling down.
Can't help but see the Christmas tree lot, can you? As they go looking for the Christmas tree on the Charlie Brown Christmas. Well, that was a set dedicated to both Tony Rice and Michael Nesmith. Both, in my opinion, humble opinion, were individuals way ahead of their time, and performed with musicians of the highest caliber. Michael Nesmith surrounded himself on his solo work. I mean, we are really lucky to have all of the records, LPs, in our stacks. But that was just Urge for Going from Native American from Tony Rice. That was written by Tom Rush. And that's always the winter song. We'll play Tom's version and Joni's version and Katie Lang's version, and there's a couple of them. I should do a show. I should do it. One of my radiothon themes should be versions of different songs, maybe. That might be a good one. But from Michael Nesmith on record, wax, not vinyl, we heard Joanne from Magnetic South. More Than We Imagined from the album entitled, that's Bobby Rush. More Than We Imagined from A Radio Engine to a Photon Wing. Michael Nesmith with Calico Girlfriend from Magnetic South again. From the Monkees, we heard his composition, The Girl I Knew Somewhere. Different Drum from And the Hits Keep Coming. And then Lady of the Valley from his album entitled The First National Band. And pretty much your standard ranch stash was the album that some of Shelley's blues came from. And then Tony Rice opened that set up with, well, no, he Four Strong Winds, and it was opened up by the new Fleet Foxes album, A Very Lonely Solstice with Blue Spotted Tail. So that was interesting. So we've got Bobby Rush coming our way, and we're going to lead into old Bobby Rush with his song Down in Mississippi. So stay tuned for the interview.
Mississippi and I sure had a wonderful time. Been down in Mississippi and I sure had a wonderful time. I got high drinking that moonshine. You know my friend turned me down on Bill Street. Seen everybody I wanted to meet down in Mississippi. Sure had a wonderful time. I got high down there, high as the Georgia Pine. Down in Mississippi, way down in Mississippi. Down in Mississippi. Way down in Mississippi. Down in Mississippi, where the green grass grow all the time. We're down in Mississippi.
Hey, 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 it's Down in Mississippi from the new album Rawer Than Raw by Mr. Bobby Rush, and it's a pleasure to have Bobby on the air with us this afternoon, or this morning, to talk a little bit about his stellar career and one of the last of the living legends of blues musicians. So thank you for taking a little time out of your day, and welcome.
Well, thank you for having me here. I'm always good to be in company, especially from you. Know something about Mississippi or from Mississippi. I've been through Mississippi. I have something to say about Mississippi, so we thank you for that.
Yes, sir. It was. I was born and raised in Mississippi. I was born on the coast down in Pascagoula, Jan, and spent most of my childhood and teen years and early 20s in Jackson and the surrounding area. So,
all right.
Yeah. So, but congratulations on Rawer Than Raw winning your second Grammy Award-winning album for Best Traditional Blues.
It's been a roller coaster for me through life, and life is like that. But nevertheless, it's got my Grammys late in life, but better late than never. So proud and so thankful for when it did come, and coming from the last Grammy that I won from down in Mississippi was on that CD. It was just for the crucial thing I was doing. What happened to me, really? I come down with the virus, and that was nothing I could do, with no place to work, no place to go, and I had some stuff already in the can recorded. I was thinking about putting a big band around the stuff I had recorded, which was like a song, just other way my catalog.
Right.
And I looked back, I said, man, this is more than a catalog. This is what's going on today. We all isolated. So my music is isolated. I'm isolated. Well, let me do something with this. So it wasn't recorded then. It was something I recorded 3 years before that.
Right.
And it was just in time. God had to have a way of letting me know that I was on time when I thought I was off time, you know.
Yes, sir.
And here we go with a Grammy, and so I'm thankful for that, man. This is a root. This is Rawer Than Raw, man, from Mississippi.
I will definitely agree with you for that. And one of the songs on there that I would just say is the rawest of the raw is Garbage Man. And that's just you. That's just you and your harmonica and stomping some feet.
Well, so. You know, that's a Bobby Rush language. That's what I talk about. A lot of funny things, but the true thing, you know. Out of all of them, men's could have taken a woman, not the Garbage Man, nothing for sure, you know.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, that kind of hurt, you know.
Yes, sir. One of the other tunes on there that I just makes my just give me goosebumps, and that's Honey Bee Cell Alone. I mean, hey, you just
you know, Ramuda Water recorded that. We talking about that. I want to record it. A lot of things. I like a lot of artists and a lot of direction I couldn't put on this CD, but I want to go for Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, people like that, Elmo James, because some of these people from Mississippi who always caught the low end of the stick by most of the things they did in life.
That's true.
And some of them didn't even get credit for what they did. And I want to give a shout out for the people who brought life to me, who I looked up to when I was coming up as a kid, you know.
Right.
And there's so many I looked up to, I couldn't put them all, but I did want to put some who had a more meaning to me than others. And I just appreciate it now. And I hope that people understand that when I thought they was old men, I'm that old man now. I'm that old man, you know. Well, I'm that senior citizen now, you know.
Hey, I want to remind everybody, too, that Bobby is going to be performing at the Epperly Mill this coming Wednesday in Floyd, my hometown, on December 15th at 8:30.
Well, it's...
this is going to be my first time in that town. I've been through it a many times, but I never played there. So this is going to be like a homecoming for me for the first time. It's going to be a great thing for me to display what I'm doing. From the old school, from now school, for things to come, you know, and I think it's going to be one of the shockingest things to ever come to that town.
I'll
do my best to lay it out well.
Yes, sir. Well, you always do. It's like your shows are incredible. And did we lose you? Nope. Okay.
Thinking about laying out, you know, by now I think I'm the oldest blues singer in this category, especially because I got 297 records I recorded through the years, and I think the next guy would be close to me. We're talking about black musicians. Mm-hmm. Would be Buddy Guy. Right. If I'm not the oldest, I'm the ugliest, that's for sure.
Well, speaking of, I'm sure you and Buddy Guy can sit down.
I beat him out in some category, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to talking about doing your intimate evenings of stories and songs on this particular tour. That kind of came out from your 2007 album, Raw, which was the first album that you ever recorded that was just basically stripped down and raw acoustic blues. So.
You know, that's where I come from, Bill. You're from Mississippi. You know, Mississippi guys, when I was doing the raw strip down, I wasn't trying to be stripped down. I was born stripped down. I'm Louisiana born and raised up in Mississippi, in Chicago, from the blue side of the town, from the black side of the town. Come on, man, I'm the king of the chitlin circuit, man.
You are the king of the chitlin circuit.
You know, what you see is what you get.
Tell us a little bit about the time on the chitlin circuit, because that was, you would sell out shows and everything, but mentioning Chicago as well, so many of your contemporaries had record label contracts and support to do it, and you've pretty much been a self-made man, and kind of in the tradition of an old blues song, you made a way out of no way.
Well, it wasn't planned to be self-made at the beginning, because I didn't know what I know now about the business side of the recording and performance and the whole bit. I just wanted to have a good time, play good music. But when I was born in Louisiana, but I migrated to Chicago, thought I was going to have a better opportunity as a black man, as a blues man in Chicago. But when I got to Chicago in 1951, I found myself working in places like suburb of Chicago, behind a curtain where they wanted to hear my music but not see my face.
Exactly.
So then I was hit in the face with that, and then I said, wow, this is worse than being in the southern states, you know, because I couldn't go someplace, I couldn't eat in certain places, had to go to the back door to get me a sandwich. It was definitely was underpaid who I was and what I did as a blues man. So but that was devastating to me. Then at 83 years old, I won my first Grammy. I was sad a lot of ways up to that point, but that put a life in me, that brought a bright light to my life, because if someone is like, how you feel about that? I feel good about it. I felt bad about it because I never got it before, but I felt good about it because it better to come in later than never, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so thankful. So God have really blessed me. I'm considered as a chilling circuit artist, but I'm one of the first people who crossed over and never crossed out my blackness,
the
black people.
That's
so
right.
I have both sides of the fence working for me, you know? And a lot of guys can't say that. So I'm so thankful.
Well, I'm grateful that you've stuck it out and continued to. I mean, you've had peaks and valleys throughout your career. And right now it's 2021 and you're celebrating the 50th year of the release of one of your first breakout records, which was Chicken Heads and Mary Jean.
Over 50 years ago.
And that's exactly.
And LA One, which was a government mew, did a great job on it. And Kingfish and Quite Natural Buddy Guy, my partner, he did a great job on it. And God knows I appreciate it. And I think the only thing I can say, I apologize, because we didn't press enough up. I think it's pretty much sold out across the country from the record shop that handled this record. And that's all I can do is, but it's good to sell out. But I don't have any more. This is it. If you don't have them by now, you probably can't get it no more. Maybe a few places people can get it. But if you don't have it, you better hurry up and get it, because there won't be any left.
That's right. Well, hey, let's switch gears a little bit, and let's discuss your memoir that you've just put out, which is entitled Ain't Studying You, and it's your My American Blues Story.
See,
no.
See, hey, Bill, let me talk to you a bit, because now Linda may not understand this language we like this. So she's from up the way, you know, up north, you know. We from Mississippi. When you say I ain't studying it, all we talk about, I'm not thinking about you. Get out of my face. I'm not thinking about you. So now Linda can understand that the Southern boys conversation and language.
That's
and
right.
We said I'm not studying it. I ain't studying it. You know, I ain't thinking about you. Get away. Go away. You know.
Well, it was an incredible read. I'll be honest. When I got my hands on it, I started reading it, and the only time I put it down was either to go to bed at night or to go to the bathroom. And I read it like in a 12-hour slot. And there's so much that I could talk to you about.
Well, thank you, Bill. You know, Bill, when I wrote this, I didn't want nobody to feel sorry for me for my ups and downs, my valleys, and what have you. Because every valley that I've been in, somebody or something to come along lift me out of my valleys. Because God had a way of keeping me in line and keep me enthused, you know? And I want people not feel sorry for me about the things I've been through, but I want people to read this book and say that boy from down in Mississippi, this blues singer come from Louisiana, if he did all this and went through the battles he went through, he came out of it. I can too. That's all what matters.
That's true. I mean, you have persevered and you have continued to maintain patience and maintained your integrity and self-reliance in this brutal industry.
Yes. You know, and I know Linda, our listener on the line. Linda, I love you for being on the line with us. But this is one of the interviews that out of a lot of interviews I get, I don't get chilled up like this. Because when you're talking to somebody from Mississippi that interviewing me, man, how grateful could that be, man? Golly, man. I don't get this often.
Yeah, let me tell you.
Me from Mississippi, man.
Let me tell you, Bobby, this gentleman right here to my right in our studio has paid his dues in music and in life. And if he could be a blues singer, I think he would. And truly, when he came in last Monday and said, Linda, I couldn't put that book down. I just couldn't stop reading this book by Bobby Rush. I just want to remind everybody that Bobby is going to be in Floyd, Virginia on Wednesday night, this coming Wednesday, December 15th. We always want to support live music wherever it may be. You know, Bobby, I've heard you talk a couple of times, and if I may, Bill, the one thing that I've heard you say is you gotta make sure you listen. You gotta make sure you take the right road. You gotta make sure that it's not always on our time, my time.
That's right.
You've got to keep your ear to the ground and listen. And I've heard that. How thankful and blessed and grateful you are that you never stopped doing that.
You just persevered.
Well, thank you very much for saying this. It's awful nice you said it. That's my whole life, because, you know, I know a man can live a long time without water or food, but you can't live long without hope.
Exactly.
As long as I've been doing the business and as an entertainer, my ups and downs, I still have hope and I'm still learning. I'm still enthused, because every time I run into a valley, somebody or something come along, lift me up. This interview today lift me up. When he said from Mississippi, I mean, not because he's just from Mississippi, because I know he could understand some of the things I say and do, because he understands the roots of me in Mississippi.
Exactly. Well, we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I could chat with you for a long time, and I'll look forward to Wednesday night for the opportunity to speak a little bit more. But one of the things that you're known for is that you've always given credit where credit was due. And over the course of your career, you had so many musicians give you little tidbits of wisdom. If an old black bluesman saw something in someone, they wanted to stop them and talk to them and impart some wisdom to them. And as one of the last living legends, what would be Bobby Rush's words of wisdom to some young or inspiring musician?
Well, let me say to the young inspired musician that not